Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are today. I'm adjusting my camera at a very unopportune time. I don't know why I waited until the intro to do that, but whatever, I screwed everything up, but that's good. We're off to a good start. Robbie Raz from Cigar Federation here with you. Hanging out in sunny, sweaty California. It's about 95 degrees today.
Really?
We got this weird high-pressure thing where it was 78 over the weekend and beautiful, and then Monday was 88, Tuesday was 98, today was 99, and then it's like 70 again tomorrow. It's really
weird.
Dude,
that's like the opposite of us. Like, it was, like, up until 2 days ago, it was like almost 100, and then yesterday it was 57 degrees. Today it was 70. Dude, it was gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I don't know anything about it. But so you noticed, Logan, you're smoking in the house now.
I am, thanks to my good friend 007, came up here and bailed me out on two fronts, helped me get all the stuff ready for our baby's arrival, helped me do a bunch of good stuff, and somehow helped me pull some trickery, gypsy magic over my wife's eyes to let me create my smoking room.
That's I'm impressed. You'll have to, once it gets all decorated, I see pink in the background and whatnot. I'm assuming that's not your stuff, but once it gets decorated, you'll have to give us the full tour.
No, I painted that though.
You did?
Yeah, dude. I'm an artiste.
Okay. let's move on.
Okay.
we've got Chaim from Cigar Oasis here with us today. Chaim, thanks for joining us today, man.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So for you guys that most of you guys know, if you don't know about Cigar Oasis, it's we're going to get into a lot more detail throughout the show, but it's everything is humidification devices, humidification control, taking care of your cigars the right way, and all they've got some next gen stuff that's pretty crazy. I mean, you're checking your humidity on your phone, and you can adjust it from your phone when you're on vacation. It's crazy stuff. We'll get into it. Logan, first segment brought to us by who?
Well, that's okay. First segment is brought to us by our good friends at Ammodoors.com. If you guys haven't checked them out, it's a really cool product. They take 50 cal, 30 cal, previously used canisters where they put, basically gun rounds, World War II, present, turn them into humidors, line them with Spanish cedar, provide all the nuts and bolts. We've actually got them. I don't think we have that many left. So I think we started with like 10 or 15. And we've sold through a handful of them. But we have ones that are Cigar Federation branded, as long as Amador branded. You can get those at store.cigarfederation.com. Perfect for the military cigar smoker. Hint, hint. You can check them out at store.cigarfederation.com or amadors.com. Back to you, Robert.
Thank you for the hint, hint there.
Hey, man.
Very
subtle. By now.
By now, exactly. Yeah, I think we've only got like 5 or 6 of them left, and we've got some of the 30 cal and the 50 cal. But anyway, so let's start getting into this Cigar Oasis stuff. So, Chaim, we've got a ton of audience questions, and we're going to get to those here in a minute. But give us a little bit of background on on the company itself. I mean, you guys have been around for a few years. You've got all kinds of new stuff coming out. So give us a little bit of background.
Absolutely. So Cigar Oasis was founded in 97 by an individual called named Al Fondos. He's an engineer by trade, and he had a lot of experience in the area of humidity control for much larger areas and capacities. And his brother, as well as some friends, were getting involved in the cigar business in other capacities, and they learned a little more about humidors and humidification. And at the time, it was just that during and after the cigar boom, most humidors were maintained via the old style Credo and floral foam mechanisms that were hardly sufficient. So they went about creating the full scale electronic active solution for the home humidor, essentially taking the technology that was available for much more expensive warehousing and stores, and making the same technology available for the home user. So they created the first model, released it at the RTDA of 98, and have since created another 3 models. And as of January, we released the next generation of Cigar Oasis. We perfected each of the models. We added some incredible features, including Wi-Fi capability, which we'll get into in a moment. So we have the 4 models covering the gamut of anywhere from the 50 count desktop humidor to large cabinets and even a small walk-in. In addition, 2 years ago we bought out Western Humidor, creator of the original digital hygrometer for the cigar industry, the Caliber 3, which was redone to the Caliber 4, now the 4R. So all we do is humidification and gauging, and we're satisfied with just those areas, being that that is the primary element in ensuring the most pleasurable smoking experience possible. A lot of the other stuff are important, but not as important. So we focus all of our energies here, and it's enough to keep us busy.
I got a question.
Oh, right off the bat, jump in.
No, I want to know, because there's a lot of people out there that I've had this deeply debated conversation with around passive versus active humidity. What is the core benefits of active humidity, much like a cigar oasis, versus something that's passive, like using a brick or using like kitty litter or so on and so forth? And let's just set the record straight right now and put the haters down. Let's do it.
Right. Well, you're not actually using the kitty litter. You're using whatever that stuff they put in. Anyway,
no, man, there's some people that use kitty litter, I'm telling you.
Okay.
What's the beads or whatever? I don't know. Well, you're not using the crap. That's true. You're not. You're using the beads or whatever. But, hey, man, you got me. Zing!
Okay. So, there's a lot to say on that question, but what it basically comes down to is circulation. So, if you're talking about a simple 25, 30-count humidor, there isn't that much area that humidity has to cover. So you might be able to get away, assuming you're maintaining on a weekly basis, something passive. But it's not just humidity, but it's the consistency of the humidity. So with anything passive, you're going to have high differentiations from the time you first fill it up to when it's depleted and then refilled again. On average, about a difference of 20 percentage points. And that 20% can really make or break the cigar. So it's kind of like when you refill it, it'll be 85, and then a week or two later, down to 55, and then refilled again. So what happens is when it's refilled, the wrapper is shocked, and over time that will cause breakage in the wrapper, flaring, and that's just one aspect of the difference. And this, obviously, when you go to a 50, 100 count, 150, and more, anything passive is going to over-humidify the area closest to the cigar, and then as you go further away, you're not getting as much humidity at all. Versus something with rapid circulation, which what Cigar Oasis does, you're covering the entire humidor within a matter of seconds with the equal distribution of humidity. So that is, in a nutshell, the difference. And I know from my own experience, well, before I got involved in the company, I went from a 50 to 100 and then to a 500-count humidor. And, I was letting cigars go left and right. And then as soon as I went to the 100-count humidor, I was really not able to maintain. Even with fiddling around, rotating the cigars on a weekly basis, there's a serious difference.
Nobody wants to do that.
No, that's horrible.
Nobody wants to rotate their cigars on a weekly basis. Well, I'll speak for myself. I don't want to do that, and I don't think Logan wants to do that.
No, not at all.
So
good answer. Those are the two points I argue, so you validated.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty, like Haim was saying, I'm sure there's deeper reasons as to why, something that's active is better that somebody like myself isn't going to understand. But you tell me that it's going to keep everything even and I have to mess with it less? Those are two big selling points for me.
There's one other big thing that isn't mentioned enough, and that is with something passive, especially the bricks, what can come off is very raw moisture. That is an actual wetness, so to speak, which you'll feel on the cigars closest to that device, you can actually feel a dampness on those cigars that will terribly destroy a cigar wrapper, versus the advantage of a fan, where it's just the purest possible humidity, not actual moisture settling on the cigar wrapper.
Yeah, that's that's another positive too. I mean, we and you know, we're going to get more into it. I think we got a break here coming up pretty soon. I'm a cigar nerd. I'm a cigar collector. I buy stuff even if I don't necessarily want it right now or know that. I've recently picked up a box of La Palina Goldie number fives, and I don't know when I'm going to get around to smoking those things, but they're in the humidor, and I just want to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can to take care of them. I'm not in the same situation that Logan's in. Logan's got the full deal. He's got the
big,
full
Big Daddy meat.
He's, well, I wasn't going to say that, but no, you got the what? That's like 2,000 count.
Yeah, I think I mean, they say 2,000, like 3,000, but I mean, I think right in there now, I probably have 1,500 probably. Okay. And it's quite nice.
Yeah, I'm especially interested because I think I need to upgrade the humidification that I've got in mine. I've got the end table Montague style humidor. It's fits about 1,500, I think. It's got the bottom area and then the drawer. And I'm using active humidification, but I've never been very happy with with the device that I've got. And it's not a Cigar Oasis device that I've got. I actually got this one for free, and it's I think it does its job, but I don't think it does its job well enough. So
without mentioning the name, is it like stainless steel looking?
No,
like an off-white one.
It's okay. It's gray. It's gray plastic with the kind of the same style look as a Cigar Oasis, but. Yeah, I didn't want to mention any names either, but
I mean, you can narrow it down pretty easily.
So I'll bite my tongue.
just as we're going into the break, I posted up some stuff today on Cigar Federation on Twitter and Instagram and all that. You know, asking people which cigar I should smoke during the show. Usually, we have manufacturers on, and we're smoking something that they've created. Since we didn't have a cigar manufacturer on today, I decided to smoke something that I created. Smoking one of my Cigar Safari blends from 2013. I was down there almost, wow, just over a year. It was like May 3rd, 4th is when these were created last year. It was horrible when I first smoked it. It's made out of really good tobacco, but I was the one who picked those tobaccos to combine together, and no matter how good the components are, if the guy who's putting them together doesn't know what he's doing, it's not going to taste very good. But I will say a year has treated it very well. I'm actually enjoying it. There's a fair amount of little spice. It's starting to build up on the tongue. I think I might be a genius, Logan. What do you think?
You're not tobacco Jesus.
No? Okay. What are you smoking?
I'm smoking the Blessed Leaf, and anyone who uses an Indonesian binder is an idiot, in my book. And what binder does yours use?
I did use an Indonesian binder. I was trying to cut costs.
You're down there with all that great tobacco, and you're trying to cut costs? Man.
We're messing around because we've got a few seconds. Hi, what are you smoking tonight?
I'm smoking a Rocky Patel Decade, which is okay. Complimenting this Johnny Walker that Donna was nice enough to bring me.
I saw that. You got a nice little glass that you're working on there. Johnny Walker, what? Do you know which one?
Oh, it's a Black Label.
Okay. Yeah, the Black Label's a good standby. I like that. And this is one of the first few times you've been able to smoke in the office, I understand.
The only time, and I'm going to try to make it a regular thing. But
no, go ahead.
We were at first going to do it at a local cigar lounge in town, but the lighting wasn't sufficient. So I said, we'll have to do it here, and there's just no way I can do this without a cigar. So we have some of the windows open. And I think it should be fine. I think we should make this a regular thing. Yeah.
I support it, man. I think it's a great decision. I'm glad that we were able to help you get over that hurdle. And on the other side of this break, we're going to get more into detail on some of the next generation stuff that you guys are working on. So we'll be right back after this.
Awesome.
Hey, Hey guys, welcome back to Cigar Chats, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world, keeping us safe today. We appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing for us. Logan, next segment, brought to us by who?
This next segment is brought to us... Well, who is it brought to? Oh, our next segment is brought to us by none other than the Cigar Federation Cigar of the Month Club. If you guys haven't checked it out, go to store.cigarfederation.com, look at the little link at the top, Cigar of the Month Club, and all I need to say is just look at how many reviews the Cigar of the Month Club has received. Look at how many stars it's actually received. This is not a jankety Cigar of the Month Club where you're going to get a bunch of dog rockets or turds. It's only stuff that we sell on our website. We document and disclose everything we sell. It's $39.99. We've had 30 positive reviews, all 5 stars. And this month there's actually a free cigar from AK Cigars because Jay and my friend, my best friend Tom, are just so generous. So check it out, store.cigarfederation.com, our Cigar of the Month Club. Back to you, Rob.
Yeah, big shout out to AK Cigars. Excuse me, AK Cigars. They threw in an extra cigar. So this month you're actually getting six quality boutique cigars for $40. It's a pretty good deal. But yeah, they threw in the Nth Degree, which that's if you guys follow me at all, you know that I'm a big fan of that cigar. It's Jay's masterpiece. At least that's what I keep telling them. So anyway, so yeah, check that out, store.cigarfederation.com. Okay, so Chaim, we've got this next generation stuff that you guys just, like you said, came out in January. It's Wi-Fi enabled. You can control it from your laptop, from your phone, when you're on vacation, all this and that. And I know we're going to do a quick little demonstration of it as well. So why don't you take it away with all that stuff?
Absolutely. So without getting too technical, we basically redid the electronics on all the devices. The power method has been upgraded. They now use a very simple USB cable. The ribbon has been upgraded to allow for the added technology and Wi-Fi capability. And I'll turn around in a moment and show you just what that is. And the fans are also now more powerful. And going through quickly each of the models, the Ultra is now the Ultra 2.0. That's the slim lid-mounted unit, which can now very easily do up to 100 count. Higher capacity fan. On all the units, we now have an LCD display instead of the old LED. They read temperature in addition to humidity. So while I'm here, I just powered this up because the Ultra now has an internal rechargeable battery. So this can actually run just on battery as is, like that. So you can actually maybe hear it running right now. So that's with nothing connected to it. So temperature reading in addition to humidity, the averages for humidity over 3 days, as well as the minimum and maximum readings, and the Wi-Fi capability. I'm just going to put this back to sleep.
So that's the Ultra, and that one actually, I mean, you can use that in like just a large desktop humidor or something like that. And in the past, I don't think you were able to do that because you needed to plug them in, right?
Yeah. Well, we still recommend using the plug-in, which is through the ribbon cable.
Yeah, man. It works just fine.
Yeah. The battery is just kind of a backup thing for areas where you don't have power available or for temporary travel purposes.
Like India.
And hurricane-proof. So if there's a power outage or whatever, the battery automatically kicks in. Now, the XL, which is our best-selling model and our original model and sealed that can do anywhere from a 50 to a 300 count, can work just as well in a 7,500 count desktop. The difference is that with the XL, you get much more time between refills. The Ultra is a much smaller cartridge, so it gives you the advantage of taking up less space in the humidor versus the XL, which can go for up to 6 months without needing to refill. So if anyone out there is not familiar with Cigar Oasis or active humidification, just think about not needing to check up on your humidor for 6 months at a time. Obviously, you'll be going in there for cigars, but just not having the concern of messing with it for 6 months, or up to 6 months. You have people even in country homes that have secondary humidors that they don't see for long periods of time that use these units and have a sense of security that the cigars are taken care of. So the new readings, the temperature, the averages, and the USB connectivity. The Wi-Fi capability is a separate attachment, which is the same on all 4 units. and I'll show you what that looks like. And that's all it is.
Okay, so it's just a little, that's just a small little box that attaches, just attaches to the end of the ribbon cord. Okay.
Yeah, the ribbon will plug in from one end and then the micro USB from the other. And then once plugged in, a customer will go ahead and set up a quick account on wifi.cigaroasis.com. And from there, they set their preferences. They enter their cell number or email address if they wish to get low water alerts. They can adjust the humidity set point from there, and I'll show you in a minute what that looks like. And then if they're an Android user, they download the Android app. They're an Apple like myself, they'll download the Apple app and can do that from the comfort of wherever they are via tablet or smartphone.
So just so I can make sure that I'm getting my head around it, if I've got this, I've got one of these new 2.0 Oasis 2.0s, mm-hmm. and I get that additional attachment, I go and sign up, I get my account, the thing will actually send me a text if my water level's low?
That's right.
That's amazing. Mine right now has this really loud, annoying beep that it beeps when the water level's low, and it tends to only go off at about 4 in the morning. So a text message would be much better. I'm kind of blown away by this. I made a little bit of a joke when I was posting this up on Cigar Federation, saying that you were talking about the next generation stuff, and kind of reminds me of when I was a kid and you watch like sci-fi movies where everybody's wearing the silver jumpsuits and all food is in pill form and all that, and you know, flying cars and everything, and it feels like that kind of stuff. It's next generation, man. It's next level.
Yeah, we're teamed up with an engineering company that has developed this technology for various other products, and we've managed to take advantage of that relationship and maximize it to be able to it is an initial a serious investment on our part, financial and time wise, to make this a possibility. But that's just because that's again, like I said before, this is the only thing we do. So we're working on and have been perfecting the area of cigar humidification, and this is the latest in that.
The latest and greatest. So we were going to do a bit of a display so you guys can see.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So while Chaim sets that up, we'll just give you guys kind of an idea of what he's going to log into the site that you would have your membership at or pop up on your phone. But I think we're going to do it on the desktop just so you guys can see it. And it gives you all the readouts. It's pretty impressive the amount of information that you can get from this thing. But Chaim.
Can you let me know if it's working?
Yeah, it looks. Yeah. Oh, you were there. There you go.
That's, you're seeing it?
Yeah.
You got to click on his screen, Rob.
I am.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so everybody should be able to see it, so we should be good. Okay, so go ahead.
What we have here is just a sample account, which we have right now in testing. By the way, the Wi-Fi attachment will be available in about 3 to 4 weeks. We're just perfecting the software and the Apple application. But the devices are on their way, and we're pretty much set to go. So we have here is a beta testing account, and I have 3 different humidors running, so you can have up to 50 or even 100. So for retailers or other people that have multiple humidors, they can attach many such units. So here I have my Coolador, which does not seem to be running properly, so it's coated red. It's only reading 36%, so I'm assuming something went wrong there. That's my Coolador. I have my office humidor, which seems to be running just fine, a little bit high on the temperature, and my Cuban Stash, which is also running a little bit high on humidity. This is purposely, we're just doing a lot of testing. So when I click on any one of these, I go in to the detailed page. Initially, we were going to have this separate page as a subscription feature, but as of a month ago, we decided to waive that, and all the features are going to be included in the purchase of the unit. So when you purchase the Wi-Fi attachment, you have full access, lifetime privileges to all the features of the app. So
that was actually going to be one of my questions. So I appreciate you answering that.
So I can edit the name and location of the humidor if necessary. Here's where I adjust the set point. So I just raise it to 72 for no good reason. And then I scroll down, and here I'm seeing up to 12 months of both humidity and temperature history. So I just adjust that by scrolling this way. So since this is only running for about 2 months now, we're going to see a limited amount of history, but we will be able to see up to 12 months. So that means if we're experiencing a low humidity winter, as we did here in New York this last winter, and I want to compare how it was last year, I'll be able to do that. So both temperature and humidity, very easy, user-friendly graphs here. And then over here, I just I set my alert settings for, you don't want to see her cell phone number. But
yeah, that's just a dummy number. It's not real.
Right. This is just the web login. So once you make this account, you don't have to actually use this. You could just use it from the tablet or smartphone.
So that's what we're saying here. And for you guys who are listening in on AFRN, or if you're listening on the podcast, the look of it is real simple. It's it almost looks like if you're reading stocks, like a stock portfolio over 6 months, it's going to have the line with the ups and the downs and things like that. Very similar readout to that, so it's very simple to read. And you can just control the whole thing from wherever you are. Like Logan, when you're over in India, you can pull it up on your phone and say, you know what, it's at 72, I want it to be at 70, and you can fix it.
Yeah, that's I just want to clarify, people ask, definitely the older generation and a lot of other people, why do I need that? Is it like really that necessary? And frankly, for me, in my own personal experience, not something that is definitely necessary, but it's definitely something, there's an added value, something cute to show off to my friends, and for some people, it is actually vital if they're traveling constantly. So this is nothing which is necessary for Cigar Oasis. Cigar Oasis is still a product that's sold alone without the attachment. The attachment is just something available in addition to.
Yeah, no, this younger generation, and I can start calling them that because I'm not part of it anymore, but because I don't...
You're not a millennial.
No, I'm telling you, once you stop understanding the music, you don't understand the generation anymore. And some of the music nowadays, I don't get it. But, I'm only what, 36?
Yeah, you're 6 years older than me.
What year is it?
2014.
I turned 37 this year. So there you go.
Jeez.
In September, send me a birthday gift. But, everybody's getting apps. They're on their phones. They're checking everything. And, I used to have to go to the bank, and now I can just pull up on my phone what my balance is and all that stuff. So it's to say that it's not necessary, while, like you said, you can still use the units without it. But I can see a time in the not-so-distant future that everybody's doing it. It's just going to be a standard kind of thing that, all of your customers, I should say, are going to be doing it because it's just a nice option to have. You don't have to worry about it. And no more buzzers at 4:30 in the morning, because that's when mine always go off. Logan, how are we looking on time? We got a break coming up?
Oh, look at that. Timing.
I'm prophetic. And with the bing bing, guys, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Cigar Chat. We are here with Chaim from Cigar Oasis talking about how we've reached the future.
Yeah.
You always think about it. I'm telling you, but I must be the only one. When I was a kid, you watch now I can't even think of the movies. Like Blade Runner. And I'm thinking, like, that's the future. But then now, all the stuff that they were doing in that movie, except for the flying cars and the robots, we've got all that. But anyway, I'm off topic. But Logan, this last segment's brought to us by who?
I don't even know how to respond to that. This next segment's brought to us, Rob, by The Collective. It's the first Cigar Federation exclusive cigar. Check it out at store.cigarfederation.com under The Collective. And for this month only, it's Collective Appreciation Month. All members of Cigar Federation get 20% off the cigar. So check out, join Cigar Federation if you haven't. Get 20% off. Join what I like to call the hottest cigar community in the world and get to hang out with cool people like me and maybe Rob every day. So check it out. Join Cigar Federation. Check out the collective store.cigarfederation.com. Back to you, Rob.
So Bill is telling me that I'm not old because he's smoked cigars longer than I've been, quote-unquote, on this rock.
Yeah, they found him in, like, the La Brea tar pits. He's just older and staring. Like, we don't even talk about Bill. Question, though, for Chaim, is the Wi-Fi attachment compatible with older Cigar Oasis units? Yes or no?
No.
Womp, womp, womp. Okay, well, that hurts my heart. Rob, ask some of these questions. We got questions piling up.
We've got a ton of questions here, so I'm going to start. We've gone through the beginning part here, so I'm gonna touch on some of these questions, and I'm gonna keep chattering away while the page opens on my screen here. Okay, so this is the perfect question. I thought maybe we would cover it, but we haven't. This one's from Mike Puzin. He says, "What are some of the biggest humidification errors that recreational cigar smokers make?"
That's a great question.
Or some of the things that you hear most common, maybe.
In regards to cigar ways, it's probably just in general.
Humidification.
Yeah. Like I was saying before, there's the misconception that just humidity, just throw in humidity, like put in a wet paper towel, and it's going to just take care of it. The lack of consistency can be actually worse for the cigars than a lack of humidification, because just a drier environment, while that's bad, cigars can be revived slowly with the right care. But lack of consistency in humidification, that will cause, like I was saying before, damage to the wrapper, and at that point, there's really nothing that can be done. So that's one large misconception. Something in perception, there's been more out there about these two-way, quote-unquote, regulation devices that are passive and, in some cases, disposable devices. Something people don't think about is that while after hours and hours and hours of being in the humidor, they will eventually reach the set point that it says on the box. Every time they open the humidor, they're losing all that humidity, and it could take, on my own testing, on average 6 to 8 hours for the humidor to recoup the humidity. So that means for the bulk of the day, the humidor is actually not at the desired set point, because absent the most important ingredient of rapid circulation, it takes a long, long time to recoup humidity, versus Cigar Oasis, where 30 seconds to a minute, you're back at where you're supposed to be.
So follow-up to that, and this is from Sherman. He says, what storage capacity would you recommend moving to an active humidification system? Now, obviously, you guys manufacture these things. You make them, so you want everybody to use it. But at what point would you say that it's
vital?
Vital, exactly, necessary.
Without trying, For my personal appreciation of the difference, I would say 15 count and up, but I would say 100 and over, it becomes vital.
It's a must, yeah. And just for all the reasons that we mentioned, you know, having the circulation, constant humidity. And that's a good thing. Oh, go ahead.
Especially when you have the humidors that have trays. There's no way that with a passive device, something on the top will be able to reach through the bottom without circulation.
Okay. Now here's another question that I know a lot of people, there's a lot of misconceptions about this, and I've heard a bunch of different things, so I want to hear from you what the correct way to go is. And this is from Mickey, Mr. Irate Bass. He says, my question has to do with the green floral substance, even though it's not floral, it's like floral foam, that is found on top of the XL. He says, he's a big fan of your product, by the way. He says, when I bought mine, I was told to cut it out and just fill it with water, as you can get mold when you use those the foam. He said, I did it, I was told, and it works great with no hassles. He said, my question is, why is that floral foam in there, and what is the purpose for it? What purpose does it serve if we can do something, or is there a better way to use it maybe without that floral foam?
Quick question before we get into this. Are we talking about the block?
Yeah, the foam that's inside.
Well, Logan, you're thinking about the 2XL, which is the larger box.
Because I'm like, do I need to cut that out? Do I got mold?
No.
I didn't think so, because my stuff's running great.
That's a loaded question, so let me break it up.
Okay.
Firstly, we have four different models. I'm going to assume that he said he's talking about the XL, so let's just deal with that. I don't know. It definitely wasn't us who told him to cut out the green foam. It comes in there for a reason. But some people like it with just straight water. The reason we have the floral foam is for a number of reasons. Number one, not to have loose water, because a scenario where you're opening the humidor and you just nick the Cigar Oasis and it tips over, you have water in the electronics, and that can permanently damage the unit. So that's just very simple common sense. Why the floral foam as opposed to other methods like the beads? Well, first of all, in the next generation for the Magna, which is our largest unit, we switched to the beads, being that that is for cabinets and it's stationary, so you don't run the risk of tipping it over. The thing is, with the putting the beads into the smaller units, when they decrease in size as the water is depleted, the fan can suck them in and they can get stuck in the fan. But we definitely, overall, would like to go with the way of the beads, just not able to do that in the case of the smaller units. Now, as far as the floral foam creating mold, all Cigar Oasis cartridges are treated in the factory with an antifungal agent. So assuming you're not leaving the cartridges themselves idle, that means they're attached to the control top, so they're constantly in an active environment, so there's no time for the water to go stale and create mold, you should never run a problem. We suggest to replace the cartridges about every 12 months or after 6 to 8 refills. Of course, it all varies based on how much it's running. But assuming you switch them out about once a year and you're not leaving them idle with water in them, you will not have mold. So that was just a case of misinformation to tell him to cut it out.
Sorry, go ahead.
I know people who have and replaced it with beads. That takes quite a bit of, a little bit of work and opening up the cartridge as they're sealed. But people are welcome to do that, and I don't see a problem, assuming that they don't that they maintain it in a fashion that the beads will not get dried up and sucked into the fan.
Oh, that would be bad. Yeah, they sucked them right up there. Yeah, I'm not sure where he got that information from. Maybe on a forum.
Yeah. Otherwise, it could technically work with loose water, but again, it's not something we suggest because
you run that risk.
An accident happens, and
especially out here in California, you have a little earthquake and you're screwed. This is a question from Thomas Leamy. He says, are there any plans to build a Cigar Oasis humidor with integrated humidification and management?
That's a funny story. Actually, I only recently discovered the back-end story of Cigar Oasis. And actually, before Al created Cigar Oasis, his brother was involved in the business where that was the original model, an actual humidor with the humidification built into it. But they found more and more is that people desired a specific style humidor, specific size and look, and so just from a business perspective, we want people to choose their own humidor, be it even a Tupperware container or a Coolador, whatever it is, so we focus our energies on creating the perfect device that can be versatile and used in any type of humidor.
Okay, yeah, I could, on the surface, that seemed like an awesome idea. Yeah, I get the humidor, everything's packed in there, I just plug it in and I'm good to go. But when you think about it, everybody's got different tastes, everybody's going to different sizes, all of a sudden your catalog goes from, 10 pages to 600. It becomes a totally different beast. Since you mentioned Coolidors, this is a question from Ian Winchester. It's a pretty cool name. says, are there any special recommendations you would make for humidity control and cooler doors? He says, in general, they seem to take less maintenance but require more airflow.
Not sure about requiring more airflow. I personally had a backup cooler door that I used in Excel in. It stored about 300 cigars, and I did not refill that even in the wintertime.
It's true.
That the XL was in there for 7 months. Well, all right, to be fair, that was a backup humidor, and I only'd open it maybe once a week at most.
Sure.
But the cooler doors, it may not be the sexiest thing, but they work. They really do. This was like an igloo thing. It really airtight, and with even with the XL in there, which is officially only up to a 4 cubic feet or 300 cigars, I got about 7 months out of that without needing to refill it. So depending on the size, it's either going to be an XL or a Plus model for the cooler door. And, yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, that was one thing that as I was, you know, getting more into cigars and getting more involved in forums and things like that, I had never even heard of using a cooler. I always thought, you know, you got to go with the big fancy humidors and things like that. And if you're willing to just have a big cooler sitting in your room, and your wife's not going to yell at you because it's on the floor and it's ugly, cooler doors.
It worked, bro. I had three until I upgraded to the big Humi.
I still have one.
Actually, yeah. I still do too. I got a bunch of turds down in there. It's the stuff that I give away to the mooching buddies. I'm like, oh, you want this Buccanero? Yeah. All right, bro, I'll take it.
I have that too. And I can make them anything I want about those.
Just be like, hey, take as much as you want. Get it out of here.
Yeah, that's how I felt when we had our garage sale. Just get it out of my life. So another question. You guys asked really good questions. Harley Holmes, he says, do you have any plans to include temperature control in your systems in the future?
It's not in the works right now. That would take a whole other thing. And as far as I know, it's not something we're looking to get into.
Okay, and he says, can you change the humidity settings or they come preset? I'm not exactly sure what he's referencing there.
All the units do come preset to 70, but they can be adjusted from anywhere to 40 to 80.
Okay.
Why that much? For the purposes I mentioned earlier of reviving stale cigars, you bump it up in increments of 5, starting from 40 upward, and then for seasoning purposes, so anywhere from 40 to 80. Yeah.
Okay.
How accurate are your units out of the box?
Out of the box, from most testing, and I know there was another question, I believe, about how that is. So first of all, they're all tested in the factory. They put it in a controlled humidity and environment room, and they test about 50 at a time, just the sensors, that is, and then they put them into the units. So they're pre-factory calibrated. And out of the box, we find that they're generally within 3 percentage points of accuracy. So over time, after 3 or 4 years, the sensors can weaken a bit, and you'll find that you'll need to recalibrate them. You can recalibrate them anywhere between in 10 degrees up or down.
Okay.
10 percentage points, that is, up or down. But they're generally extremely accurate, and I would say in the range of 3% of accuracy. And if someone is comparing it, though, to the built-in analog hygrometer in those $50.
Those things are rough.
Yeah.
It's time to upgrade if you're comparing to that.
don't be doing that. So you want to compare it to a digital hygrometer that you know to be accurate. And out of the box, though, they're extremely accurate, within 3%. And I wouldn't mess with it unless you definitely feel it's off.
Cool. Well, we're up against it. We are right out of time. So, Chaim, we appreciate you taking the time and dropping all this knowledge on us. Guys, there's a ton more questions, so if you missed it, you're listening on the podcast or on AFRN, come to CigarFederation.com. We'll have some of those questions answered for you here on the website. Chaim, we appreciate it. And, you know, in 30 seconds or less, let everybody know where they can find you guys online.
Absolutely. For information, CigarOasis.com. There's a lot of more FAQs for the new products coming. We're working on some extremely high-quality videos how-to videos, setup videos. So that should be coming within the next month or so to make it really simple on how to set up and maintain your Cigar Oasis units. And if you're new, this is the first time you heard about Cigar Oasis, I definitely encourage you to take the plunge and make that investment because it will seriously pay off in very little time.
Cool. Well, Chaim, we appreciate it. Guys, thanks for checking out Cigar Federation. Everybody out there, we appreciate what you guys are doing for us, the Armed Forces, keeping us safe.
And we are doing the giveaway, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do that in a second.
So,
guys, we appreciate everything you're doing for us. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week. We got Jose Blanco, so that's going to be a fun show.
And I'll be in India. Woohoo!
Logan will be in India, so that's going to add another element to it. He's going to be cranky. So, everybody, have a good weekend and stay safe. All right, I think we went just a little bit long there, but I'll go in and edit out some of the stuff that Logan had to say.
Good job, monkey.
So
now we can cuss.
Yeah. So the word in the chat room is that you dropped a fuckity f bomb in there.
Fuckity f bomb. I don't think I did.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear that.
See exactly. Yeah. See.
Well,
Shooter's trying to get me in trouble. Shooter, you're about to fall in status for my favorite SigFed member.
Shooter.
About the level of Jared Garrott. And you don't want to go there.
Is Jared here?
Oh, of course he is.
He's usually here. Jared's
everywhere.
We give him a hard time, but he's one of our favorites.
If we
don't pick on you that much, then you need to step up your game is kind of what we're saying. So we've got some giveaways. I know you guys are eagerly awaiting that. We have a ton more questions here. So I think...
We can do the giveaway while you ask some more rapid-fire
questions.
Yeah,
Logan, you're going to figure out the giveaway. Chaim, do you want to tell everybody what we're giving away?
We are giving away, firstly, Cigar Oasis Ultra 2.0, the newly upgraded Ultra with an internal rechargeable battery, and I'll boot it up right now. It's on sleep mode, so all I have to do is press the sun button to turn it back on and hear it running. Extremely sleek and sexy. This will take up very minimal space, if any, in the humidor. It sits right on the lid. We'll do anywhere from a 50 to 100 count. Sealed system, and... in addition to that, we have the Cigar Oasis Plus, and this baby will do a 300 to 1,000 count end table humidor.
That's what I need.
Plus was redone with an even stronger fan. It's now a brown finish versus the old burgundy color, and of course all the other new features with the LCD display and Wi-Fi capability. We also have a Caliber 4R.
I have one of those. It's legit.
Yeah. So that is the digital meets analog hygrometer. So this is a digital hygrometer with a digital gauge and readout for temperature, but an analog look. I don't know if you could pick that up.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's,
okay, so I won the second and the third giveaway, Logan. We just need to pick one person to win the smaller one.
Yeah, it's not Jared Garrott, I'll tell you that.
No, I'm kidding, but I do need to get my hands on one of those. So, Logan, how do you want to do those giveaways?
We'll just let everyone email me, logan@cigarfederation.com, Cigar Oasis in the title, and then just write something that'll make me laugh. I don't care. I don't want to get tricky. We want to get into these questions.
Okay, so, yeah. So while you guys are doing that, let me see where... let's do a rapid fire here. Where did I leave off? you know, this is kind of a snarky question, but it's from, I just said snarky, from Dave Nichols, and he says, why do I need to check my humidity from my cell phone? And I'm actually going to field this question because, Dave, you don't need to check it from your cell phone. You don't need to do that. We talked about this already. But we have become a very lazy society. And all that stuff, it's right there for you. I'm telling you, I would never even... I'm pretty lazy when it comes to my humidor as it is, but if I had it hooked up to my cell phone, I would be checking it all the time, and I would adjust it from my cell phone just because I could. So
I'm going to tell you why it's important. It's important for someone like Logan who travels to India or travels to Canada and travels all the time for work, and his wife never does what he says and fills up the humidor. And this way, I've got... definitive proof she fucked up.
No, like,
legitimately.
So you can win an argument. And actually, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that And there, who is our member that's in New Zealand? Well, his name's escaping me right now.
Oh, dude, he's like my favorite guy. He's like a CEO of a tire company.
I can't remember his name. Why
Jeff.
Can't I?
Geoff. Huh? Jeff.
No.
Are you talking about the store guy?
No, he's...
Big Daddy Warbucks?
No. He commented on my Facebook thing. I'll pull it up in a second. Right. But he was telling me, he says he went on vacation and he left his girlfriend in charge of his humidor. And he had called, she was gone for a week or something, maybe it was work, I'm not sure. And he called to check in, and he's like, hey, how's the humidor doing? She's like, oh, well, it's, you know, it's up to about 89%, but I'll get it up to 100 for you before you get back.
Oh, God.
So that is the reason why you want to have where you can check it from your cell phone. Man, why can't I think of his name? It's killing me now. But, okay, I'm going to pull up this next question. This is Fast Jimmy is asking, is there a way to adjust an analog hygrometer? Yeah, there's actually a very specific way to do it. If you open up your humidor,
don't buy them.
Open up your humidor and pick it up, take it out, close your humidor, walk into your kitchen, open your garbage can, and throw it in there. That's the best way, right? To adjust the
dude.
The
it's analog. Like how much is the 4R? Like $15, $20.
It retails around 25, yeah. With okay. The caliper 4, though, is without the analog design, just straight digital rectangular device, and that retails at about $20.
Okay. Don't skimp going to Cigar Bid and Cigar Monster and picking up those analog ones for $2 or $3. You're going to kick yourself in the nuts. You can never calibrate them right. They never work. Like, just don't do it. Like, it'd be like... I don't even know, like taking the brakes off of your car and trying to run a race. Like, it's just not going to work. It's just bad shit's going to happen.
Why did that conjure up an image of the Flintstones where they try to brake with their heels?
Yeah, exactly. You have some road rash.
Okay, Logan, ask a question. I need to find this guy. Okay. Duncan. Duncan.
Duncan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's who I couldn't think of Duncan's name. But Duncan was the one who told that story. And I'm not going to tell you what he did with all the cigars that... got up to 90% humidity.
A question from Burlesque. I have an Ultra My Tower, and I had to replace the green foam because of mold. Actually, we've already got into this one, so we don't need to ask that.
There was another question here from Fast Jimmy.
All right, ask it.
Even though he's got the analog hygrometer, we told him how to fix that. He says, I live in a climate where the temperature varies from negative 31 degrees. Holy monkey. To 35 degrees Fahrenheit every 5 to 7 months. Good Lord.
That's ridiculous.
Where are you living, bro?
Canada, dude.
He says, how do I maintain a humidor without losing my freaking mind?
Well, I assume it's not that below 30 in his house. That is a toughie, and the wintertime...
Dude, this one is so epic. I'm so sorry for. I'll put myself on mute. Continue.
Go ahead.
We just came out of an extremely tough winter on the East Coast, and I was filling up my Cigar Oasis units much more frequently. So that's just something that comes with the territory based on the season. It's not just the cold, but the heat in the home dries out the air, and every time you open the humidor, that dry air is entering the humidor, and you'll just need to be refilling the cartridge more often. So is he asking with a Cigar Oasis unit, how does that affect him, or just how does he live? And because
it's a pretty vague question. I mean, it seems you guys don't control the temperature, and there really isn't any, aren't really any devices out there that do. But I would assume, like, with...
I think I'm going to borrow... The Jerry Seinfeld bit of, if you're living in a below 31 degree environment, maybe cigar humidification is not your biggest problem.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. I feel bad because we're chuckling at his question. I mean, it's tongue in cheek.
No. It's
that's a pretty extreme environment to live in. That's tough.
Yeah. I want to go back to that last question of someone mentioning that they had mold in the cartridge on the Ultra. Some people don't know that the cartridges are supposed to be replaced, so I'm assuming that is someone who has that unit for years and years, and either they had the cartridge sitting outside of the working device. So even a few weeks of the cartridge sitting idly with even just a little bit of water can create mold. But even after years and years running, eventually some mold will go because the pre-treated element will run out.
Okay.
So the cartridges are extremely inexpensive. The Ultra cartridge is about $10, the XL and Plus $15. So they can get that from us or any retailer, and they should definitely do so about every year or so.
Okay. To finish his question, because Logan kind of dropped off on it, he does take it in a bit of a different direction. He says now he's using the beads and he hasn't had any issues. He said, will these eventually get moldy as well? Are the beads capable of generating mold?
Not mold so much as a lot of dirt. You mean in a Cigar Oasis unit? Is that what
yeah.
you're saying? Yeah, I don't know how he would do it in an Ultra because the Ultra usually does not sit flat. So it's usually lid mounted, and that would mean that the beads would get sucked into the fan. So I'm not really technically sure how he would do that. Again, sitting idly, beads do not create mold as does the floral foam, but they do eventually, run out of the...
start to break down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just like anything else, I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, but...
Yeah, but definitely mold-wise,
yeah.
Beads are the way to go. It's just technically not able to be done safely for the way the smaller units are positioned.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just going to keep going. We've covered a lot of this stuff. Calibrate before they leave the factory. Well, okay. So can you speak on how your units are calibrated before they leave the factory? We touched on this a little bit, but... I don't know if he wants maybe a little bit more detail or however much detail you want to go into.
Honestly, that's all I know, that they do them about 50 at a time in a controlled environment. I don't know about a sealed chamber that they test them and then put them in. And,
okay. This is a question here that's I'm gonna read it the way that it's written, but I think we'll be able to get the idea of the question out of here. Says this is from Janice Clavins. I think I always say Janice's name last name wrong. So what is the ideal humidor setup for your particular products, i.e. a desktop or a cooler for the Ultra, cabinet or a winador for the Plus, etc. And are there any pairings or any types of setups that you do not recommend, like maybe using two Ultras in a cabinet or something to that effect?
Yeah, a very, very important question. We definitely strongly discourage using two Cigar Oasis units in the same humidor. So don't get a tower and put in two pluses in the place of a magna, because what will happen is the sensors will bounce off of each other, and it won't work as accurately as it should. The same is true for some humidors that are designed with draws. So they can't fit an XL in there, so they'll think, oh, I'll get two slim Ultras and put one in each draw. Same thing. The sensors are going to work off of each other. So generally speaking, it's Ultra for the smaller office desktop humidor, XL for the larger 100 to 300, end table is the Plus, and cabinet is the Magna. I didn't mention something about the Magna. Now it can be daisy chained up to six units to each other, working off one sensor. So that can do an open wall attached cabinet or even a small walk-in. Now, as far as actual placement in the humidor, generally humidity naturally falls, so it's best if you can put it on the top level if you have a number of trays in one of those humidors. But the XL, the humidity is released from the side, so you just don't want to leave it on its... You can put it on its side, but you don't want to put it the side where the humidity is releasing from. You want to make sure that the fan area is exposed properly, and that generally you don't pack your humidor too tightly so that there's room for the air to circulate.
Okay. I went through and I looked through...
Did I hear correctly you put... in a cabinet, a tower like mine, humidity falls like fog, I guess, and you want to put it on the top, not the bottom?
Well, with the cabinets, that's usually not possible because the way they're usually designed is with slanted shelves, and then the bottom compartment is a straight shelf.
Yeah.
So the Magna now has the sensor on the remote. So there is no problem leaving the humidifier on the bottom shelf of the Magna, and all you have to do is bring the sensor up, which is the remote, higher up.
Got it.
Logan, the model you have still has a sensor on the base. With the Magna, it's the remote, so you can change.
Womp, womp, womp. You're selling me the jankety stuff, man. No, man, it's cool. No, okay, so I didn't know that. I don't know that. All right. Well, hey, that was a question I was going to ask, but continue.
No, I went through the rest of these here, and maybe I'll refresh, but it looks like we've touched on the bulk of these in one form or another. There's some very specific questions Thomas wanted to know about, like something that only Thomas would care about, the wireless communications. Do you use SparkCore or TI model? I don't even know what any of that stuff means. You guys can email each other directly. Oh, there are a bunch more. I refreshed. Oh, boy. Let's see. We touched on a lot of this stuff. Logan, do you want to read some of your deals while we... is there a significant difference? This is a good question from Andrew. Is there a significant difference between using distilled water and gels for humidification? We didn't touch on that.
Distilled water, I assume he means the 50-50 solution.
Yeah, he said gels, but I assume that that's what he's asking, yeah.
Okay, here, this is important. I should have said this when you asked about the misconceptions. 50-50 solution is just a way for a lot of these stores and accessory distributors to make some more money. So they essentially just take some distilled water that they buy for a dollar for a gallon and mix it with a little propylene glycol. You should not be constantly putting that stuff into your humidor. The propylene glycol could really damage your cigars. So if you're using the floral foam, on its first time, you add some of that stuff to dispose of to prevent mold growth. But continually putting that stuff in can damage your smokes. All of our units take just distilled water. They're already pre-treated, like I mentioned, in the factory. So there's no concern about that. So, but actually putting in the 50-50 solution into the Cigar Oasis cartridges could eventually damage both the cigars and the unit itself. So it's just distilled water. The reason for distilled versus regular water, depending on the water quality of where you are, you could often have hard water, which can create some impurities to the cigars. But we really discourage and should not be using any of that 50-50 solution in your Cigar Oasis units, or as far as I'm concerned, in any passive device as well.
Okay. Let me see. That was a good question, and I actually meant to touch on that early on. You guys posted a lot of questions up here during the show. This one's from Matt. He says, on the larger units, are there any future plans to make them run quieter?
Actually, with the new fans, with the next generation, they are running a bit quieter, especially for the Magna. That's as far as we stand now. You know, with the humidor closed, it should not be any more than a very slight hum. If you're hearing it run constantly, it's a sign you should be refilling the cartridge again. So, in general, you should not be hearing the unit run constantly. If you have it in the appropriate size, it should only turn on for small spurts every couple hours. Of course, it depends on the season, depends on the climate and everything else. But, again, if you put in, say, an Ultra in 150 count, you're going to hear it run constantly because it's not really designed to be able to do that large a space. So, if you have the right one, in the right humidor, you won't hear it constantly, and it should never be, annoyingly loud.
Okay. Shooter is giving me a hard time here because I skipped his question, but I don't think I saw
it. Ask Shooter's question, then we'll wrap it up.
Okay, I don't see it here. Oh, I just skipped right over it. He says, okay, I haven't read it, so bear with me. For the second generation product, why does the unit run for 3 seconds every half hour or so? when I check the humidity, it's usually a few percentage points above what I have the unit set for.
Okay, it's a little hard for me to answer that without knowing more about what size humidor, where he is, how often he's opening it, and some other things. But
well, he's got a plus. I don't know what size the humidor is. He doesn't smoke.
I think it's pretty big, and he lives in Boston.
Okay.
And he smokes cigars every day and works from home. And his blood type is this, and he makes this much money, and his mom's sister's name is this. Me and Shooter go way back.
Yeah. So that every 3 minutes, that's telling me that he was on the East Coast. If he's talking about this past winter, it's very normal that it would go on every 3 minutes, because even just the slightest little bit, not even a leak in the humidor, but just a little bit of air from the outside coming in will bring it down. And the sensors are extremely sensitive and accurate. So the moment it detects, if even just a half a percentage point below the desired set humidity level, it will kick in. And then it will go on just for a moment to get it back. And then,
okay. Yeah. So it almost, he said, he had actually said it goes on for about 3 seconds every half hour or so. That
is standard. That is normal. Either he may very well likely have a leak in the humidor, or it's just not a very well built humidor, so air is being is escaping. So he should check into that. And a way to do that is to do the flashlight test. You turn the lights on and put a flashlight in the humidor. If you see light coming out, you know you have a leak.
Oh, yeah, that's a good test. Okay, so I think that wraps up all the questions. I didn't ask some of them specifically, but we touched on most of them. There was one question here from Bobby Ewing. He just posted in the chat room. This will be the last one. It says, does using air conditioning affect my humidity?
It absolutely does. But obviously, most environments in the summertime, it's unavoidable. It just means that, if it's excessive air conditioning, that you'll be, refilling it. Your cigar oasis a bit more often. Definitely both heating and air conditioning does affect the humidity level again.
Okay. Cool. Well, I think that's it. Logan, let's do those giveaways.
All right. I got some really, really epic ones. So the first one, and we'll start from the bottom and work our way up here, but for the winner of the Caliber 4R Silver is going to be, I don't really know how to say his name, but Andrew Bugquist. And it's kind of silly, but I thought it was funny. He goes, a fish was swimming in a river and bumped its head. What did it say? Damn. D-A-M. I thought that was good enough for a good one. So, good job, Andrew.
Sounds like an elementary school joke.
Hey, man, but it resonated with me. That's all that matters. The next one is my boy, Man Angel. And Man Angel, you win all the time, but, dude, your thing was epic. Man Angel, you will be winning the Cigar Oasis Plus. And he says, Rob needs a Cigar Oasis under his baseball cap that spews Rogaine. Which was fucking hilarious.
That's horrible.
I know it's horrible, but
I really hope that he's going to turn around and take those winnings and send them to me, because that's he won at my expense. And you know what? It's so what? You know, I had the hair when I needed it. My wife's pretty good looking, you know. So what if I don't have hair?
And she's nice, and she's really nice too. She's not. Yeah, she's cool. Dang it. Anyways, we're moving on. And then the last one, and this guy is going to win, and he's probably filling me full of shit on this. But if this is true, this dude had a bad day, and I'm sorry for laughing at you.
This is for the Ultra. The Ultra,
and
okay.
I go, I was servicing my cabinet humidor today, and while I was sticking my head in the humidor, I got stung by a scorpion in my foot. In reaction, I thrust my head up and got a huge knot on my noggin and spilled a shit ton of my cigars all over the place. It fucking sucked. Now, Derek Matthews, I don't know if this is true or not. I've emailed you to ask if it's true, but if it did, God bless you, man. That's a shitty day. So you win a Cigar Oasis Ultra. Congratulations.
What?
He's got to be in Texas.
Yeah, what's the scorpion doing in his humidor?
It was in his house. Like, he was looking at his humidor. Like, if I was sticking my head in my humidor, and then I just had a scorpion just chilling in my house, came up and stung him, and then just he jumped, of course, and knocked a bunch of crap everywhere.
But so, the moral of the story is he still made it to Cigar Chat.
He did, and he won something.
Yeah, that's a winner.
We don't like our viewers getting stung by scorpions because they're not properly fumigating their house. But good on you, bro. Good on you.
All right, guys. That was I've had you here for a good 15 minutes longer than I promised. So thank you for being patient with us and taking all these questions. I feel like we addressed a lot of questions. We addressed some misconceptions. If you guys have any more questions for Chaim, I'll let him say that. Chaim, how can people find you if they've got some more questions?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Twitter. And we'll definitely get more active in answering these questions. I'll be sure to make an account on Cigar Federation and answer any of the questions that were not answered tonight. I really want to thank Ravi, Logan, and the community for having me. This is a really great opportunity, and really appreciate the feedback, the questions, and everything. Thank you for the users, and thank you for those who will be customers.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time. I mean, no matter how much, I mean, we've all been doing this for a while, and for the most part, everybody's been smoking cigars for a few years, and even the guys who are new. There's always stuff that you feel like you know, and then sometimes when somebody tells you the real way to do it, you realize how much you didn't know. And when it comes to humidification, I mean, you guys are, your cigars aren't cheap, man, so you want to make sure that you're doing it the right way. So I hope that you guys all got learned a little bit tonight, and we answered some questions and all that. So, again, we appreciate all the support. Thank you guys for supporting the Federation, checking out Cigar Chat. And we've got Jose Blanco next week, so we'll talk about his – I'm not even going to try to say the name. Logan, do you know how to say it?
Sorinol. Senoral.
Sonreal, something like
something.
That. But, so we're going to have some pre-release boxes to give away next week, so that's going to be exciting. Guys, we appreciate all the support. And we'll see you on the Federation. Thanks again.
Yep. Have a good week, peeps.